Roger the miller came courting of late to a farmer's fine daughter called beautiful Kate. She had for her a fortune, oh, many fine things, beautiful silks and gold diamonds and rings. Her father, he gave her a fine plot of ground. She had also a fortune, she'd also a fortune of 500 pounds. Well, the money and supper, they both were laid down, and it was quite a sight to see 500 pounds. Sight of that money and beauty likewise made Roger's heart greedy and dazzled his eyes. Now that your daughter and money is there, oh, 'tis I will not have her, 'tis I will not have her without that grey mare. Well, the money and supper, they were taken from sight, and likewise young Cathy is on heart's delight. Roger was taken and shown out the door, but ordered not for to come there anymore. His mommy did tear at his long yellow hair, saying, I wish I had never, I wish I had never spoke of that grey mare. Well, it's over and done, and 6 months they did pass, when Roger the miller, he met with this lass. Think I do know you then, madam, said he. I am the same way with you, sir, said she. A man of your features with fine yellow hair, oh, he once came a-courting, he once came a-courting my father's grey mare. Well, it was not a-courting the grey mare I came, but you, my own jewel, my Cathy, my name. That your father would never dispute to give me the grey mare with you to boot. And not to exclude such a dutiful son, oh, 'tis now I am sorry, 'tis now I am sorry for what I have done. For your sorrow, young Roger, I have little regard, for there's plenty of men in this town to be had. Forgot the grey mare, you'd be married, you see. But now you have neither the grey mare or me. The price of that mare, it was never so great. Oh, fare thee well, Roger. Oh, fare thee well, Roger. You're a sorrowful state. Now Roger's away to his desolate home, and he sighs as he sits there and sulks all alone. Cathy, she sings, she is happy and gay.